I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. There's an important moment we can point to in Acts chapter 2, when the church really takes off. We might even call it the birth of the early church. It was a loud moment, noisy and exciting, when the Holy Spirit showed up in supernatural power, and lives were forever changed. This is Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Many people at that time celebrated Pentecost by bringing in an offering from their early crop, the first fruits of their harvest, dedicating the crop to God and trusting He would bless the harvest to come. Pentecost was celebrated 50 days after Passover, and it commemorated when Moses received the Ten Commandments, the law that would turn the Israelites into a nation, a people set apart to God. All of this was in the air that day, in the upper room, when the Holy Spirit shows up. The two main descriptions we get of the presence of the Spirit are a loud noise from heaven, like the roar of a rushing wind, and a vision of what looked like fire over their heads. All the believers, men and women together, received this indwelling of the Holy Spirit in an amazing, supernatural manifestation. Wind and fire are symbols of power, and they are wild forces, sometimes untamable forces. I don't think we're supposed to imagine fire and wind and be afraid of the presence of the Holy Spirit. But I do think we're supposed to recognize that this power is outside of human control. This is divine power, operating through us, but it is not something we can control. A lot of us don't like that idea. Maybe it feels unsafe to recognize we are not in control. But notice what happens. They open their mouths and begin speaking in other languages. They become conduits of the message of the kingdom. And many devout Jews from other countries could hear the message in their own languages. When they surrender control, the kingdom advances in power, like fire and wind. It's hard to overstate how crucial this moment was to the life of the early church. This moment changed everything. It was a moment born of the Spirit that championed diversity, gathering different kinds of people from different ethnicities and language groups and bringing them together under the message of Jesus. Just like Moses, who heard God's voice, saw a vision, then proclaimed a message to the people. The believers in that upper room heard a noise, saw a vision, and opened their mouths to declare the wonders of God in languages that the foreigners in their midst could understand and take to heart. We still talk about the Holy Spirit in this way today. Fire and wind, a power that can flow through us, but that we certainly do not control. What would happen if you surrendered to the power of the Holy Spirit and invited Him to speak through you today? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.